The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Networks. Wherever you are listening to us right now, that's the right place. Whether it's SiriusXM Channel 375, your local affiliate, or the free Odyssey app, if you can hear my voice and you heard me sing to Bart Winkler, it's his birthday, you got us. And birthday boy, we will start here. Let's go to the Game 7 yesterday in the Western Semis. The Thunder are heading to the Western Conference Finals after they blew the doors off of the Nuggets, 125-93. SGA, he led all scorers with 35 points. And let's hear what he had to say on what he learned about his team after a tough-fought series against the Nuggets.
We can win no matter the environment, no matter the type of game. It could be ugly, it could be pretty, it could be high-scoring, it could be low-scoring. It could be a lot of free throws, it could be no free throws. Like, no matter what it is, we can find a way to win. And I think that's very important this time of year. But yeah, like I said, I already knew that about us, and we have to keep implying that going forward.
I think the biggest question facing the Thunder is, do they have, I don't want to say experience, but I think I am going to. I don't know that anybody trusts that they're going to be able to continue to deliver in these big moments because they haven't done it yet. And last year they were the number one seed and then they came up short. But the Timberwolves, I think, present a pretty tough challenge. I'm very excited for this series. The Thunder are going to be the favorite, and I think the Knicks are a small favorite on the other side, but there's no reason that Minnesota can't win this series. And so what the Thunder need to do is not lose game one. Not lose game one like they did against Denver. Eventually they were able to make up for that mistake, and I'm a little more worried about it this time around because of the short rest. Minnesota's been off a few days. They've been able to kind of game plan. The Thunder had to play a game yesterday, and then for whatever reason, the West starts before the East, so there's a tighter window for them. Again, if it was Denver, I think Minnesota would, I mean, I would put my right arm on them winning tomorrow. No offense if you don't, I don't know, well, you never know what you can say anymore these days. Anyway, I'm excited for this series.
Yeah, that series will start tomorrow. I also looked at the schedule. I'm like, wow, Pacers and Knicks don't start until Wednesday. But all right, yeah, that'll be tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern on your ESPN channels. Let's go to the losing side because you did allude to a little bit of what the Nuggets and a couple other teams had to look forward to in the offseason. Interim head coach, you would imagine he would be the head coach going forward. David Edelman says it was a tough way to end the season.
When you lose, it's crushing, and it's the last time you'll be in the room with those guys, and it's beyond that, you only get one of these. You know, this is the one moment we had together to make this run, and they're all individual to themselves, and they're all so special. Anybody that's played sports understands that, so walking out of that locker room is, you know, it's crushing, and it's going to take a while to get over that.
I wonder how quickly or how not quickly we'll find out what the future is with the Denver Nuggets at the head coaching position. That is going to be interesting because, again, David Edelman, they had no choice. They fire Michael Malone with 3 days, like the ship is burning, or sinking, makes more sense, or whatever. But then he has 3 games, and then he's in the playoffs, and he won the first series and took him to 7 against the number one seed. So, again, you would think, if that's your job interview, they're going to interview candidates. But if that's your job interview, you did pretty well. Unless there's a bigger name out there, I'm not sure. Mike Budenholzer? I'm sure he'll be back in Denver, David Edelman.
Yeah, I would think so, too. He did a great job. And plus, what are your alternatives? Let's rewind a little bit over to Saturday. If you had Caitlin Clark dropping a triple-double in the Indiana Fever season opener in the WNBA, congratulations, you made some loot. Indiana
crushed the Chicago Sky 93-58. But outside of Caitlin Clark's triple-double, a lot of focus was on the, I guess you want to say, beef between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I think it's lazy to call it that, but Caitlin Clark was assessed a flagrant foul for a hit that she put on Angel Reese when trying to stop an easy bucket. So here's Caitlin Clark after the game on ABC. She was asked about her intent with that foul, as well as Angel Reese when she was asked if the flag, if the foul on Caitlin Clark was flagrant.
It's just a good take foul, you know. If you either Angel gets wide open 2 points, or you know, we send him to the free throw line. Nothing malicious about it. It's just a good take foul. Every basketball player knows that.
Basketball player, refs got it right. Go on.
That was it? That's all she said?
She was very like, hey.
What'd she even say? I could not understand.
She said it was a basketball play. Refs got it right. Move on.
Well, she's right. It was a basketball play. Did she end up missing those free throws? I think she missed both of those free throws.
I mean, that's the strategy I'm going with. Until she can hit them, just like Mitch Robinson, I'm putting her on the line.
You know, I was watching a good portion of that game. I just want people to know. She made the second. So she missed the first and made the second. It's the WNBA is in such a weird spot. Because it is getting more eyeballs. And it is. I think let's end the blitz here. I got to do 2 minutes on this. Is that okay? Did you have anything else juicy to air?
I can always, you know, put his stuff later. It's fine.
What was going to be the next one?
We were going to go Panthers and Maple Leafs.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. Like last year, just women's college basketball in general, they wanted more exposure. And so they got more exposure. And then they didn't like the kind of exposure they were getting. But some of that exposure comes with more exposure. This should be, I mean, the reason that the Indiana Fever and Chicago Sky got the premier spot of the weekend television-wise is because of the rivalry between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark that has been festering since college. And it is a rivalry. And they're two players that are competitive against each other for basketball reasons. Because they play each other in high-stakes games repeatedly. And they're both passionate people on and off the court. So these kind of moments are going to occur. And then when it does, which was why we tuned in for it, then it does, and now it's become a whole thing where Ryan Clark is yelling at RG3 about his wife. And that's not fair to the league. We're trying to grow the game. We're trying to grow this product. Like, it shouldn't be media dudes fighting each other. It's so stupid. There's a lot of good basketball. There's a lot of good basketball the game tonight. Paige Bueckers had a nice night. She had 19 points. Dallas lost to Seattle, but there's good basketball being played in the WNBA. And as long as we focus on that, that's what we should. Now, I say sometimes other unwarranted coverage comes. Yeah, it does. You're going to get scrutinized more. But this is not what that was. Anything related to this today was just ridiculous. And I don't know what the hell's going on there over at ESPN sometimes. But what a drama factory. My Lord.